إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters, when we were growing up, and when you were growing up, it might have occurred to you, maybe once, and maybe for others, days and months and weeks and years. It might have occurred to you that you question yourself sometimes. You ask yourself, why is it that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And think about it. Some people, they became confused. So instead of finding the answer, they use this question mark to follow their own whims and desires. So they give up Islam because they think this is limitation. Others might make a change. They might make a change in their life. Or perhaps there is an exterior or external. There's an external factor that caused them to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever it is, brothers and sisters, in order for us to understand why we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to look at the verse in the Qur'an. In Surah Al-A'raf, verse 172, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ. And Allah took from the back of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, He brought forth the children of Adam. ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. He brought forth his offspring. All of us, all of the humans on earth, past and present, and in the future, all of us were brought forth in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before we were created. وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala made us testify in front of Him. What was the testimony? أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Allah asked them a question. Am I not your Lord? قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا. And the people, they said, indeed we testify, that you are our Lord, worthy to be worshipped. أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. And then people will say on the day of judgment, those people, they will say, we were not aware of this. And so that is why, brothers and sisters, every single person that is born on this earth, regardless of race, culture, background, gender, every single person is a Muslim when they are born. And this is referred to as al-fitrah, the natural instinct. The instinct, the inclination, the natural inclination to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ما من مولود إلا يولد على الفطرة. There is no single newborn child, except they are born upon this fitrah, this natural instinct, this inclination to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what did he say after that? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أو يمجسانه. And either the parents will either make them into a Christian, or they will bring them up as a Jew, and so on and so forth. Or make them into a Majus, a Zoroastrian. So that is why, brothers and sisters, when a non-Muslim converts to Islam, when a non-Muslim converts to Islam, after a long journey of searching this truth, and if you were to ask this person, why do you want to be a Muslim? The answer will be very simple. You will find that his answer, or her answer, is very much different from the people that were born into Islam. And we will talk about those reasons later on. So the primary reason, brothers and sisters, in answering this question, why do we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The primary reason is that we as humans choose to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah is worthy to be worshipped. Because Allah is worthy to be worshipped. And because anything other than Allah is not worthy to be worshipped. So that is why the convert, or some people they like to be picky, they'll say the revert, okay. So when this person reverts to Islam, why is it that they say the Shahada? Because they are stating the purpose of why they choose to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the Shahada is almost always mistranslated. How do people translate it? They translate it as there's no God except Allah and Muhammad is a messenger. This is incorrect. Say, let me say that again. This is incorrect. It means there is no God worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the word ilah, it doesn't just mean God. It cannot be just translated as just there's no God except God, except Allah. This word ilah in Arabic means the deity that is worthy to be worshipped. That's what it means in Arabic. So when a person declares the Shahada, he is declaring the reason why he wants to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is worthy to be worshipped. And everything else is not worthy to be worshipped. If we were to look at this word, brothers and sisters, worship. Okay? If you look in the dictionary, you'll find that it will say veneration, etc. But if you looked into the word ibadah in Arabic, it comes from the word abada ya'budu. He worshipped and he worships. So the verbal noun or the masdar of this word would be ibadah, worship. And if you were to look into the meaning, the definition of the word ibadah, you will find that it has two meanings. Number one, khudur. Number two, ta'ah. Number one, khudur. Number two, ta'ah. So this word khudur, number one means to humble oneself, to submit oneself. And the second word, ta'ah, means obedience. So when a person is what? يعني عندما يعبد الإنسان ربه, when a person worships his Lord, he is humbling himself, he is submitting himself, he is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because humbling oneself includes submission and obedience. And that is why Iblis, he failed. Yes, he did submit himself that yes, Allah is the Lord, yes. But did he obey? No. So that's why he got thrown off. So that is why, brothers and sisters, in the Mu'jam it will say, when a person is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يعني يعبدو, what will it say? تَأَلَّهَ لَهُ, يعني to deify this person, to deify this thing. So when you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are deifying Him alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls all humans His slaves. Because the characteristic of this slave that lives on earth is that they submit and they humble themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, لا يسألوا عما يفعل وهم يسألون. It is the right of Allah to be not questioned. He's not to be questioned. But rather, humans are to be questioned. Allah says, as we just read right now, Allah is not to be questioned of what He does, وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ, but rather the people, they will be questioned. So it is not up to our decision to decide whether this is halal or that is haram, or why we have to pray or why we have to fast. We are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so the slave's behavior towards the master should be that they fully submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You might have heard of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us that the best two names in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are they? Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. It's not because my name is Abdul Rahman. If someone could just please shut that off, it's getting old now. Jazakumullah khair. So if you were to look at this, as they call this word in Arabic, this grammatical structure, yudafa, mudaf, mudaf ilay, right? They call it genitive construction, in which there's a word, it's like a compound word. So if I said, Abdul Rahman's book, Muhammad's book, Ali's car. So likewise, in Arabic they flip it around. So, Abdullah and Abdul Rahman, and any other names of Abdul Aziz, Abdul Karim, etc. It is an idafa, in which you are saying he's not just a slave, but he's a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Slave of the God that is worthy to be worshipped. Slave of the Merciful One. Because that name, Abdullah, it signifies what? The slave that submits and humbles himself to the God that is worthy to be worshipped. And so for those people, brothers and sisters, now we get to the point in which you ask them, why is it that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We get to this point now. Some people, they will say, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for so and so reason. So for those people that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based upon ignorance, renew your faith. So for those people that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to catch the attention of other people, renew your faith. For those people that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fearing that their friends might think they're not Muslim anymore, review your faith. So for those people that used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fearing their parents, renew your faith. And for those people that used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they were brought up upon this, because they were raised as a Muslim, or they lived in an Islamic country, renew your faith. And for those people that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a few months in a year, right? And then never pray for like another 20 years, and then boom, one day they start praying again. You need to review your faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this issue in the ayah following the ayah that we just recited at the beginning of the khutbah. What does He say? أَوْ تَقُولُ And Allah is now referring to the mushrikeen. And I want to juxtapose how the answer of the polytheists of Mecca were, and our answer when people say this. We worship Allah because we're brought upon. We worship Allah because of this or that. What does Allah say? أَوْ تَقُولُ Or perhaps those polytheists, right? They will say what? إِنَّمَا أَشْرَكَ آبَاؤُنَا Verily our fathers committed shirk مِنْ قَبْلِ From before us. وَكُنَّا ذُرِّيَّةً مِّنْ بَعْدِهِمْ And we were... Yani, their progeny, We were their offspring from after them. أَفَتُهْلِكُنَا بِمَا فَعَلَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ. And will you now punish us and destroy us for what those people have done before? So if you look at this, brothers and sisters, you will find that those people that worshipped those idols based upon ignorance, they were wrong. And what is their excuse? They followed their parents. We're not saying that if you were brought up upon Islam, this is wrong. We are saying there needs to be a greater conviction. It should not just stop at, I am a Muslim because my parents told me to do so. Because I am the offspring of a family that has always been Muslim for the past 600-700 years. It should not stop at this. It should go back to our question. And the answer to that was, we worship Allah because every single one of us believes that Allah is the one worthy to be worshipped. So the answer to those questions, for those people that worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have no clue of why they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You ask people, why do you worship Allah? They say, I don't know. So for those people that worship Allah based upon cluelessness or ignorance, listen to this ayah. Allah says in the Quran, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Know that Allah, there's no God except, there's no God worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at this. Know. So it has to be based upon knowledge. And the ulama has said that one of the conditions of iman, there are seven conditions, is what? That a person needs to know. There has to be knowledge about who your Lord is. You cannot worship something that you have no clue about. And there are other things such as love, obedience, submission, etc. And so for those people that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to seek the attention of other people, not truly understanding that Allah is worthy to be worshipped, then we say to them that Allah says in the Quran, فَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely for Him alone. And for those people that feared that they will be ostracized by their friends, or maybe because they are afraid of the stick of their parents when they were younger, Allah says in the Quran, يَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسَ كَخَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَشَدَّ خَشْيَةً. And they have khashya, they have fear of the people more than they have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or perhaps like the same. And so for those people that worship Islam and then quit and then apostated, and then after that, a few years later, they're like, we're still searching. We say to them what? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا لَمْ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ لِيَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ وَلَا لِيَهْدِيَهُمْ سَبِيلًا. For those people that play with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and play with the religion, that say, oh, let's be Muslim for like 2 years, and then after that I'll be Christian for 2 years, after I'll be a Hindu for 2 years, exploring different faiths, right, coexistence, okay, and let me explore Baha'ism for another 3 years. What does Allah say about this? Those people that have believed, and then they have disbelieved, and those people that have believed, and then they disbelieved after that, they have not increased in themselves except disbelief. And that Allah will not forgive them, and He will not guide them to the straight path. And then Allah says after that, بَشِّرِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Give glad tidings to those hypocrites, for there is a very painful torment for them. الَّذِينَ يَتَّخِذُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They are the ones that take the disbelievers as their close allies, not of the Muslims. أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. And do they wish to seek honor and glory from those disbelievers? For verily all honor returns belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you are at a shopping mall, and they say, shop till you drop, I should say, shop and drop to your knees to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it's time to pray. So it's not that we are seeking glory, we are seeking their approval now, because we don't want to look like freaks at Barton's Creek Springs Mall, whatever that place is. It is because I submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't want their approval, I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's approval. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفره يغفر لكم. Alhamdulillah ala ihsanih wa shukru lahu ala tawfiqihi wa amtinanih. Brothers and sisters, after realizing that we as Muslims worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He is worthy to be worshipped, we look at why is Allah worthy to be worshipped then? After realizing that Allah is worthy to be worshipped, we have to ask ourselves, why is He worthy to be worshipped? And allow me to summarize this in a few points. Number one, very simple. A lot of people that are a little bit more educated in Islam, they will say what? We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we were commanded to do so, because Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, and we have not created humankind and the jinn except that they worship. So now, we say to these people, if you understand this ayah, if you truly understood the meaning, then you should have already realized that there should be a conviction in your heart before you follow up with an action. That before you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should already have this conviction in your heart. I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because I'm convinced He's worthy to be worshipped. And following that, why is He worthy to be worshipped? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost commanded us to do so. That is why you look in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described this commandment as Allah's right. And Mu'adh, what did he say? I was behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned around. He says, "Oh Mu'adh, what is the right of Allah upon His slaves?" So I said, "Allah and His Messenger know best." He said, "The right of Allah upon His slaves and His servants is that they worship Him and they do not associate partners with Him." And then after that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he continued. He said, "And what is the right of the servants upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" It's not like as if we have a right upon Him. He said, "Allah and His Messenger know best." He says that Allah will not punish those who worship Him alone. Number two, brothers and sisters, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after knowing that Allah is worthy to be worshipped, and after knowing that we have been commanded to do so, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because for our own benefit. It is not because we want to benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not because Allah needs it. Allah does not need our ibadah. Before we were created, brothers and sisters, Allah was worshipped. The angels were created way before the existence of humans. Allah doesn't need us. There are so many more angels than the entire population of humankind from the beginning until now. Just look at the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that on the day of judgment, right, there will be hellfire, may Allah protect us from it, hellfire will be dragged. 70 zimal will be brought on 70 ropes. And upon 70 ropes is 70,000. That's just angels bringing the hell. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he also told us that the angels in the sky, right, are so numerous that the heavens have indeed creaked. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in a hadith, he was one time walking. These are two different narrations, but they're very similar. So he says, "Verily I see what you do not see, and I know what you do not know." And then he said, "أَطَّتِ السَّمَاءِ, the heavens, they have creaked." And this word, to creak, referring to, you know, when you have wood, right, and there's a very heavy weight on it, and it makes some kind of creaking noise. The Prophet ﷺ informed his companion that the heavens were creaking one time. And he said after that, وَحُقَّ لَهَا, and it has the right to creak. And so the companions around the Messenger of Allah, they were surprised. Why? So the Prophet ﷺ, he said, there's not a single handspan or space more than a handspan in the heavens, except that there is an angel worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's an angel that is prostrating or bowing or praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the entire heavens are filled with the angels. And when the final hour approaches, brothers and sisters, what's going to happen? When the trumpet is blown, when these angels have been worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for thousands of years, they did not do anything except worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the trumpet is blown, what does the Prophet ﷺ say about these angels? He said that the angels will raise their head up and they will say, Subhanak, glory be to you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma abadnak. We have not worshipped you the way you deserve to be worshipped. Subhanallah. These angels that have been worshipping for thousands of years, they are saying, we have not worshipped you, Allah, enough. And if we look at us, brothers and sisters, we were commissioned with 50 prayers. And it became reduced to what? 5 prayers. 5 measly prayers a day. It just takes 10 minutes. Takes 1 hour of your life. And when we compare our ibadah to the ibadah of the angels, it is important for us to review our state of iman. Have we truly worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was promised Jannah already. Yet, Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did she say? She used to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam standing in the night, praying, and his feet would be cracked and swollen. And she said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to her husband, she said, why is it that you are praying? And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has forgiven ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر. And He has already forgiven all of your sins from before and all the sins in the future. What did He say? He said, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. And shall I not be a thankful slave? So thankfulness, brothers and sisters, equals worship. So if you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you truly want to benefit yourself, then you must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, in which He says, I'm just going to summarize this in English, Ya ibadi innakum, O my slaves, verily you will never reach to me, لَن تَبْلُغُ ضَرِّ, يعني you will never reach, يعني your harm will never get to me. Whatever the humans and the jinn can do, whatever evil things they can do, try it. All get together and do it, it will not harm Allah even a bit. Nor will this attain any benefit or gain my benefit, even if you were to all get together and do all the best things towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping Him alone. If 6 billion people all started worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, this will not benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he said, and O my servants, if the first of you, and awalakum wa akhirakum wa insakum wa jinnakum, if the first of you and the last of you, and the humans and the jinn, got together upon one person that is the most pious, all of you combine iman into one person, that will not increase my kingdom in anything. And O my servants, if the first of you and the last of you got together in evil, in one person, that evil will not harm me a bit. And if all of you were to get together and ask me of everything that you wished for, it will not decrease anything in my kingdom except a needle when it is dipped into the ocean. And how much water is there on the needle? Nothing. Almost nothing. Barely anything. Not even a drop. So, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for our benefit. It is for our spiritual benefit. Just like many people today are health conscious now. They want to benefit themselves so they don't get sick. So they can be healthy. This iman in the heart requires the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can keep it healthy and stable. So for those that think that worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or that disbelieving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to harm him, listen to this verse. Allah says in the Quran, فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Whoever wishes to believe, let them believe. And whoever wishes to disbelieve, let them disbelieve. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. And whoever disbelieves, Allah is free. He's not in need of everything else. So this benefit, brothers and sisters, is to help the relationship between ourselves and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Finally, brothers and sisters, for future investment. Jannah. And there's nothing wrong with saying, I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because I seek paradise and I'm afraid of hellfire. And some might say, you know, you can't say you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you want Jannah. Oh, because this is like a transaction, a lazy businessman that doesn't want to do anything except if there's an exchange. No, this is not true. There is nothing wrong with saying that I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after realizing He's worthy to be worshipped. There is nothing wrong with saying, I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking His bounties, and seeking Jannah, and asking Him to protect me from hellfire. Because Allah is the one that offered Jannah to us. So if Allah is asking, if Allah is offering, then we should take it. And who knows better about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Me, or you, or the prophets, or the messengers? The answer is clear. The prophets and the messengers, they know better about how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what to ask of Him. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. What did he say? He said, وَجْعَلْنِي مِن وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ نَعِيمٍ. And make me, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the inheritors of the garden. Oh, look at this. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is asking Allah for the paradise. So there's nothing wrong with saying, I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking paradise. And yet, on the other hand, Ibrahim said what? وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. And do not humiliate me on the day when the people will be resurrected. The Prophet ﷺ in his salah, what did he used to say at the end of the tashahud, right? Right before the tashahud, or towards the end, before the taslim, what would he say? Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Oh Allah, I seek for a protection from what? مِنْ عَذَابِ جَهَنَّمِ. From the punishment of the fire. وَمِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبَرِ. And from the punishment of the grave. And so on and so forth. And so brothers and sisters, remember from now on, anytime you get up to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perform any deed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it sincerely for Him. And know in your heart, you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you believe Allah is worthy to be worshipped. Because these bounties and blessings that Allah has given you, it merits some type of thanks we have to give to Him. And if you were to count these blessings, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you will never be able to count them, as Allah says in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to count these blessings that Allah has given you, you will never be able to finish counting them. And the ulama has said, understanding the importance of thinking about the blessings that Allah has given you in order to thank Him, that in and of itself, that realization is also a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In conclusion, brothers and sisters, if you look at the beginning of the prophets and the end of the prophets, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, all of them had the same message. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their message was not believe that God is one. Everyone knew that. It was worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the message that kept on coming. One prophet after another. One messenger after another. Followed by books. And if you look at the end of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what do you see? When he was in a coma. When he was on his deathbed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in his severe pain and headache, he used to dip his hand into a bowl of water. And he used to wipe his face with it. And he used to say, La ilaha illallah. There is no God worthy of worship except Allah. Inna lil maut la sakrat. Verily, for death there is a great stupor in it. The stupor of death is very great. And what did he say after that? He would go into a coma and come out. What did he say after that? The first thing the Prophet ﷺ would ask is what? Have the people prayed? مروا أبا بكر فليصلي بالناس. Command Abu Bakr so that he will lead the people in prayer. This is the message that came. This is the thing that Nuh was telling the people of his time, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the thing that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ended his message upon. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our yaqeen, to increase our faith in realizing the beauty of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal-Muslimin, wa dhill al-shirk wal-mushrikeen, a'da'aka a'da' al-deen. اللهم انصر اخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصر اخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصر اخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمه إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العلي الكبير واشكروه على نعمه زدكم لذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة